take a moment to relax and breathe. Relaxing and breathing and remembering that in this moment all is well. There is a peace that underlies all things. Calmness, tranquility, a deep serenity of spirit. We have the opportunity in any moment to simply allow ourselves to sink into that peace. To remember that beneath all of the action and activity, that calmness exists. Within us, there is a center of peace that is infinite, beautiful, creative, intelligent, filled with light and love and power. There is a divine nature at the center of our being. Just breathing into that beauty and that wonder. Perhaps cultivating a moment of awe and reverence for the divine nature that dwells at the center. I almost said lurks at the center. We're afraid sometimes that something lurks. Because we touch the bigness of it. The first time I felt the love of God in a greater fullness, I cried for 3 hours. It was 100 times the love that I'd ever experienced before. And there's 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more beyond that. God is infinite and eternal and beyond time and space entirely. And that divine nature dwells at the center of our being. We are that. We are. All of the light and love and grace, power, peace, energy, wholeness, abundance, beauty, creativity, and intelligence is centered within each one of us. And we have the opportunity to loose the boundaries of what we believe we are, to stretch our minds and our hearts into more spiritual territory, to allow ourselves to wander in the field of beauty, in the field of love, in the field of wholeness, in the field of power. Not power over others, but power as the truth of our being. And what it takes is a soft willingness to expand our conceptions, to open our minds and our hearts to the divine that always rises up to meet us, always responds to our invitation, always answers our asking. The presence of God is ever here loving us. There is never a moment when we aren't surrounded, supported, loved, and supplied by Spirit. We live in the heart of God, whether we know it or not. So to experience that knowing, that's my objective today. And I invite you to consent to the unfolding of your own uniqueness, to say yes to the divinity within you at some higher level than before. If you say yes to love today, what might that look like in your life? Not yes to a hard love, but yes to a soft willingness to love more fully. To appreciate someone or something. To express a gentle kindness. Or to give of yourself in some wonderful way. Will you consent to more love today? Will you consent to more beauty today? To radiate the light of your own being or recognize it somewhere else? To hear it in music or the sound of the rain? To feel it in the hug of a friend or the touch of a loved one. To feel the beauty of spring coming in the northern hemisphere. Or to recognize it in the power of the changing of the seasons. Do you consent to more beauty today in your own unique life? Do you consent to the grace of all being? The Beloved told me that the definition of grace is that it's what humans call the incomprehensible friendliness of the universe. We can't comprehend all of the grace, but we can comprehend a little of it. Do you consent to seeing grace in action somewhere in your life today? Do you say yes to being grace somewhere in your life today? There is that within us that knows, the omnipresent mind of God. We sense, we perceive, we feel, we see, we believe, we know. So many different ways we experience this omnipresence and omniscience of the divine. Are you willing to say yes to more knowing today? A higher truth that ripples through you, that brings you into alignment with the true divinity of your being. Saying yes. Saying yes to abundance. To abundance and flow and the stream of well-being. To knowing that all is well. Are you willing to give consent to your life being blessed today? And counting those blessings with gratitude and appreciation for all of the beautiful things that surround you, for support and supply, for shelter and food, for friendship and love. For wonder and awe. Tapping into the joy of God, do you give your consent to laughter and lightness of being? Do you say yes to celebrating life itself? Look around you for something you enjoy and simply say yes to it. Consent to the enjoyment of life. We are so blessed that as we count our blessings, we confer a blessing on all that we count. So take a moment to think of something that is a blessing, perhaps someone who is a blessing in your life, and confer a blessing in that person through your appreciation of their presence. We are love itself. It shines through us to the degree we allow it to radiate. How willing are you to be a bright light in the world? To radiate love throughout your life? And to see it lighten the hearts of those around you. One of the greatest blessings for me of being a practitioner is to watch someone's face go from gray to golden as they tap into that infinite nature that is the truth of who they are and allow their light to shine. We say yes. I say yes, and I invite you to say yes to the light of your being, that uniqueness that wants to unfold through you, that just requires your consent. Decide to be the truth of who you are, all the qualities of God. We are that. We are. It's so simple. And so profound. I am grateful for this time that we've spent contemplating saying yes to the divine life, to the beauty and the power, the abundance and the grace of life. I give thanks to be surrounded by people who are willing to see the truth, to lift their vision, to open to the divine more fully. I'm so grateful for this. So we simply breathe and stretch and relax and acknowledge that this is the truth of life. And so it is.
So it is.
So it is.